Turning away from the bicycle wheel, re-enter gallery number 7 and take a left. The first doorway to your left is gallery number 12. Beyond the glass cases on your right, there is a second doorway on your right. Take a right into gallery number 11. Immediately on your right are two portraits by Frida Kahlo, with a framed mirror in the middle. There is a leather bench in the center of the room. To the right is The Haircut, self-portrait with cropped hair. And to the left of the mirror is Fu Longchang and I, another self-portrait of the artist with her pet monkey. The portrait of Kahlo with the monkey was given as a gift with the mirror attached to it to a friend of hers, Mary Sklar, so Kahlo and Sklar could be together. But direct your attention to the other portrait, self-portrait with cropped hair, to the right of the mirror. Many artists of the modernist period drew on folk art from a variety of non-Western cultures from around the world. Frida Kahlo, whose portrait is in front of you, drew on her own Mexican background and folk traditions for her experimentations with color, line, and form. Take a few moments to look slowly and carefully at the portrait in front of you. Ask yourself what emotion is evoked in you when you look at the painting. Ask yourself what aspect or part about the painting has caused that feeling in you, and write it down. What aspects of the painting strike you immediately and why? Is it the colors? What effect do the colors have on the mood of the painting? Is it how she is dressed? Does the suit fit her well, or is it big and baggy? What is strewn about the room? Pause the tour to consider your response to the piece, including as many details as you can. What is across the top of the painting? The words are part of a lyric from a Mexican song that reads, "Look, if I loved you, it was because of your hair. Now that you are without your hair, I don't love you anymore." How do these words change or not change your response? Frida Kahlo often painted herself with long hair, wearing brightly colored traditional Mexican dress. How does this self-portrait differ? Why do you think she would paint such a portrait? How does Frida Kahlo's portrait go against conventional self-portraiture to make it new? Pause the tour and put yourself into the work. You are now seated in the chair with scissors in hand, dressed as she is dressed, and you have just cut your own hair. Try to see or feel all aspects of the painting. Speculate on what the painting is about, and defend your interpretation and position. Try to identify color, line, shape, objects, and as many expressive elements as you can, and write your ideas down from the I point of view.